Visit us online at www.thehype873.com.
That's right. It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, and we are live right here on the Hype 87.3 in ATL. I have a beautiful special guest checking in tonight. She goes by the name of Alicia Renee. What's going on, beauty? How you doing?
Nothing much, beautiful. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, I appreciate you checking in with us tonight. You know, you have a lot going on, and we're excited to have you here. So why don't you go ahead and give us that official introduction?
My name is Alicia Renee. I do music. I'm a singer-songwriter, motivational speaker, life coach. That's pretty much.
Just an all-around dope person. I love it. Yes, and you're out in VA.
Yes, ma'am, I am.
What city to be exact?
I'm in Lynchburg.
Okay, Lynchburg. All right. Is that where you're from originally?
I was born. I moved around a lot. So for the most part, I've mostly been in Lynchburg.
Okay.
Most of my life.
Yeah. Did you have a military family?
No.
I know a lot of military families wind up in VA. That's why I asked.
Yeah, they do. You're right about that.
Well, dope. Let's take it back. You know, growing up in Lynchburg, you know, through your childhood, what was it like for you?
So basically, I don't know. So I didn't really, I started off in the country area around Lynchburg, and then like, I wasn't really there for that long. And I spent a few years in Greensboro. I spent like almost 10 years in Greensboro. That's when I went like to middle school and all that stuff, finished out elementary school. I didn't really get back to Lynchburg until like high school. I'll say like maybe freshman.
Yeah.
My freshman year, sophomore year. So that's pretty much when I finished school there. But just speaking on Lynchburg, I mean, you know, back then when you're a kid, you don't really understand what's going on. So it's like when you're a kid, it's like, you know, everything's peaches and cream. You go to school, you know, you're trying to get your grades good, you know, you're graduating, all the other stuff. You know, things don't really hit home and you don't really like figure out like the root of the problem until you're grown and right. People don't, you know, like you get a certain type of leeway when you're a child. But when you're grown, it's like that's when people really show who they are. You know what I mean?
Listen, absolutely. And that's when the reality of being an adult kicks in. We don't understand why. It's a perfect example. My son, he's an adult now. He said to me, "Now I understand why you didn't always give me money when I asked for it." I'm like, "See?"
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, but I was a single mom. Money wasn't always there when he needed it or wanted it, you know? Yeah. So, you know, definitely I think that's where that adult element kicks in. So you're absolutely right. Because our parents do a great job of protecting us and making sure that everything's like, seems like it's, you know, smooth, you know, because they want us to have a great upbringing. So that's beautiful though, most definitely. When did music start coming into play as far as you wanting to actually write and record music?
So like writing and actually recording, I've been writing since I was like a kid. Mm. Like, yeah, I have a songbook still with songs from when I was a kid. But like actually recording and taking it serious, I didn't start that until like 2021.
Mm. Okay.
So yeah, that's when I pretty much got in the studio and start recording and putting out my song.
Okay, so let's take it back. You said you've been writing, though, since, you know, a young age. Were you writing poetry or was it music that you were writing?
Oh, no, I was writing music. I was writing songs.
That is so dope. What were you writing about when you were little?
Oh, so there's this one song, right? It's called, you know, I always did, like, you know, a person, when I was a kid, everybody just talked about, you know, love. You know, you always had that little boy crush or somebody that you like. So I would always be writing, you know, I would put my feelings, you know, into a song. So yes, that's basically what I write about. Like, you know, it's one song that I remember that I wrote. It was called Buttercup, Don't Leave Me. It's a good song. I should do something with that.
You should. But,
yeah. So, I don't know. It's just like random things that I would either feel, or I'll watch a movie and I'll feel, you know, what they feel, and I'll just make a song out of it. Like, I'll be watching TV and I'll just come up with a melody and, like, you know, I'll just start writing off that, or just make, you know, just kind of ad lib from that and make a song.
You've been musically inclined since a very young age. Was there anybody in your family who was doing music?
Not really professionally, other than church.
Yeah,
church was a big part in music for me.
You sang in the church?
Yeah, I used to sing in a church, actually. And so that's pretty much, you know, how that all got started.
Did you ever desire to work on, like, the gospel side, or is more the secular side kind of the lane that you've always pursued?
Well, so my goal, to be honest with you, is to do whatever my heart desires.
Yeah.
So, like, sometimes it might be secular. Other times it might be, you know, gospel. Like, you know, I have a Wade in the Water project that I have coming out. And that's more so, you know, leaning towards gospel, even though it's a Negro spiritual. But, you know, it's more in the gospel lane.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's like either or for me, you know?
Yes. I love that, though, because it opens you up to a broader audience.
Right. And I have so many ideas that I plan to do. So I'm excited. I'm really excited.
I love it. I love it. So 2021 was kind of that turning point for you where you said, you know what, I really want to take this seriously. You know, I'm going to be writing, recording, getting my music business together. What was that turning point for you? What made you decide that you wanted to step it up a notch?
So, like, let's see, 2020, it's kind of like when everything hit me, you know, it's like, you know, with COVID and everything was changing. Just like, you know, I just wanted to follow my dream. Like, I ended up in a relationship for like almost a decade, and you know, it was very toxic. And like, I put my dreams on the shelf to be in that relationship because I chose to settle.
Yeah.
So it's like, after I finally came back to myself and my senses, and I actually, like, you know, was coming back to my self-worth. So I was like, you know what, Alicia, like, you have talent, you love to sing. I got back into writing, and that's when, like, everything just hit me, like, you need to get in the studio. You need to go, you need to do this, and you need to get it done. And so it's like, you know, with everything, there's hardships that comes along with it. Like, it was a lot of hardships, but I still got it done and still getting it done, and that's just what it is.
I think that we all, no matter what we do, whether it's music or even what I do, you know, professionally, we all have that turning point where we feel like we have to step it up, because if this is your true passion and this is what you want to do, then we understand, okay, there's certain things that have to be done. We have to get all of our business together. You need to start recording professionally, and you realize that, and now you've been doing it for about 3 years.
Right, right.
So let's walk through this 3-year journey from, if we went back to when you really, like, stepped it up in 2021 to 2024 today, what are we going to hear different, if anything, like, as far as, you know, the way you're delivering your music, has that also elevated?
Yeah. So, basically what's changed is, like, you know, in the beginning, I didn't have as much confidence as I have now. So, like, if you listen to, like, my first two songs, it's like, you know, they're good, but, you know, I just feel like I could have did better.
Yeah.
But me coming into the industry, it's just like, you know, I was learning at that time. So it's like, you know, I'm not thinking about that. I'm just, you know, I'm going, like, I'm learning as I go. So right now, from then, I would say there's a lot more power in my voice. I've been taking time these past 3 years to, like, elevate my voice. So it's like, I've been going to do my vocal coaching and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of like with me personally, like, I have to go back to the root of everything. So it's like, when I do music, I want to go back to different genres. I want to study the genres. Like, when I do my vocals, I want to know, okay, when I make this sound, where is this sound coming from? How can I make this sound powerful? Like, you know, that's just how I learn, and that's how I am able to elevate myself.
Yes.
So going forward, I mean, what's to be expected is, like, you know, just more power. I am, like, you know, working on my ranges and, like, having control when I shift my ranges. So yeah, that's pretty much what I'm still working on. And I'm excited about working on that, because you know, growth is everything.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. And you, I love the way you answered that, because it really got in depth and kind of actually answered one of the other questions that I would always like to ask. And that was just, you know, kind of like, what do you feel like you can work on as an artist? And you just said it. So I love it. You read my mind, right, sis. Yeah. So since you've been doing music for a long time, essentially, because you said you started writing at a young age, like, what do you feel like within yourself, or Alicia Renee, what do you feel like are some of your strengths that really make you a great artist?
Okay. So I'm going to say my individuality. I am very unique when it comes to my artistry. And that's just like, whether it's music, whether it's like, you know, videos, whether it's like anything, I just, I strive to be different, and I strive to set my own lane, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
So yeah.
Definitely. And that's the goal, because like you said, you want to, you know, you really want to set your own lane. When people hear your music, undeniably, they're going to know that's you. That's Alicia Renee. You know, you don't want them to be like, huh, who is that artist? Oh, she sounds like this person. No, you sound like who you are. You know, like, you put a Lil Wayne record on, you know that's Lil Wayne, right?
Right.
And same thing with you. Right. Yeah. When you put your music on, people know undeniably, because you've really done a good job of actually really defining who you are as an artist. And I think that goes back to you starting at such a young age with writing music. And, you know, even though, like you said, everything kind of transitioned in 2021, it's been in your blood and your DNA for a very long time.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, thank you for the compliment.
Absolutely. What is it about music that just makes you feel passionate?
That is a great question. I'm going to say, like, I don't know, like, I guess empathy. Like, I'm a very empathetic person. So it's like, my emotions tend to go, like, I can release, like, this is how, okay, let me figure out how to put this. So me growing up, and the reason why music has been like a great part in my life, is because like music has been like a release for me. So it's like when I write, you know, it's basically like, it's how I cope with my emotions. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
So it's like when I sing and when I do that, it's also releasing emotions.
Yes.
So it's like that's what puts the passion in my vocals, because I release, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so, yeah. Us as women, we're just emotional creatures anyway, you know, like men don't understand why we might cry at the, you know, just about nothing. That's the emotions in a woman, you know, like men will never understand that. Just like we never really fully understand why they are not so emotional. They're wired differently. No shade.
Right.
No shade. Cause shout out DJ T Money. I think he's tuned in right now. I had to always, that's my homie. He's he comes on right after me on Monday night. So shout out to DJ T Money. We ain't talking about you, bro.
Okay.
Definitely. Let's talk about your creative process, because this is also going to kind of lead into the emotional part. Do you physically sit down, put pen to paper, and maybe have like writing sessions?
It depends. So sometimes, like, it's been a while since I actually put the pen to the paper and I was actually writing. It's like now I'm more so kind of like, you know, do it on the pad or something like that on my phone, or, you know, so yeah. But like having regular sessions, I don't really have, I guess, regular sessions. It's like me, when it comes to my music, which is, I guess you can say why I haven't released in a while, is like, I kind of like, I do it when I get the urge to do it, type thing, you know.
Understood.
Like when I get that so when I don't try to rush it, because I feel like if I'm rushing it, then it's like I'm not gonna like it, or it's not gonna give off the message that I need to give off. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. You don't never want to rush the process. You want to trust the process.
Exactly. So it's like when I hear a beat, so it's like when I write, like I don't really write to the beat, but I let the beat guide me on what to write. You know? So
understood.
Like how the beat makes me feel is what I'm gonna write to that beat.
Absolutely. Do you ever get emotional when you're writing your music?
I think one time, and I think that was when I was writing Stanford, my song Stanford.
That was a personal song.
You know, yeah, that was a personal song, and that's just because I was kind of transitioning with that song. So it's like, you know, I was transitioning from like being depressed, and I was, which is why one of my lyrics was like, you know, depressed but still make the best. Because at the end of the day, in my ideology, we all, no matter how happy you are, no matter what you have in life, like, it's going to happen to where you're depressed, but you still have to make the best out of the depression, because that's just life.
Yes.
So when I wrote that song, you know, I was just transitioning over to standing for those people. At the end of the day, I know what I have to represent for me, and I just feel that that is my purpose. So that was very emotional for me, because, you know, coming out of a deep depression that you didn't even realize was a depression.
Yeah.
You know, that it, like, it takes a lot on a person to even realize that they're depressed, and to pull yourself out of it, that's a lot too.
So, man, that is facts. Yeah. We're human, so we go through times of where we may be depressed or anxiety kicks in. I'm the first one to always admit that. I love, you know, actually sharing with a lot of my guests that I do experience anxiety from time to time, and a lot of it came from when my sister passed, and then my mom passed, mm-hmm. and then just living in a big city like Atlanta and the traffic, you know, there's so many factors right. that play into it, you know, like that give us anxiety. And I think the first step is actually admitting to it, or even realizing mm-hmm. that we have yes. it, to be able to admit to it, to figure out ways to fix it or appease it, you know. And for me, I had shared with my rheumatologist. I have an autoimmune disorder, so I have to see a rheumatologist every 6 months. And I was sharing with him on my last visit that I was experiencing some anxiety. And I said, but I don't want to take any medication or anything like with it. And, you know, he told me, he said, mm-hmm. start journaling, start writing, because that's a form mm-hmm. of a way of, you know, just kind of releasing it, putting it onto a piece of paper. So that's something I've started doing morning and night. I wake up in the morning, I write my positive affirmations, my goals for the day. And then at night before I go to bed, I write what good happened that day, just focusing on the positive. And it's really helped. Like, I look forward to being able to pour it out and get it off my chest and not take it to bed with me.
right.
Yeah. So I would imagine, you know, writing music, whether it's a, you know, emotional song or if it's just a club record, just being able to write probably helps you pour that emotion out and get it out of your body, you know, like put it on a piece of paper, or even if you're typing it on your phone.
Yes, it does.
Definitely. Love it.
And the real emotion for me is when I'm in a booth, though. Like when I'm in a booth and I'm actually singing and I'm actually getting out, that's when it's like, it's all pouring out. It's like, so it's like, I guess the reason why, you know, it's so passionate because I leave it there. I leave it right there. So it's like, it's coming from me into the song, and it's going to go to the listener.
Yes.
So they're going to feel where I'm coming from.
Yes. You know? That is definitely a goal as well, is you want people to resonate with your music and feel it like, man, I can relate to that. What she's talking about, I felt that because I've been there, done that, you know, or I'm going through it right now. So definitely. When you write your songs, how long does it typically take for you to put a record together?
Well, sometimes I can do it, I'll say in like 2 hours. And then other times I'll start writing and then I'll stop, or I'll kind of like rush through it to get it done. But then I go and, you know, like proofread, and then I want to change something, and then I'll, you know, go back and change it. So yeah.
Definitely. Do you always go to the studio, or do you have a setup at your house where you have the option to record at home if you want to?
No, I'll be going to the studio.
Yeah. Understood.
Yeah.
Understood.
It's kind of hard for me to find studios around here. Which is why, that's another reason why I haven't really got to release music. I want to release music. But we're going to get there.
Yeah.
So whatever's meant for me going to be, and we're going to work on that. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
Trusting the process, you know, not questioning why things happen the way they do or at what speed they happen, because everybody's journey is absolutely different.
Right.
Absolutely. Let's talk about your journey in particular. Music is obviously a passion for you because, you know, you said going back to your childhood, you've been writing music. What do you mm-hmm. feel like is Alicia Renee's purpose for doing music?
I think my purpose in doing music is to just like inspire people. And, you know, I'm going to say like my main purpose, I feel like as of right now, is just to inspire people to be them. Like, there's no need to act like the next person. There's no need to try to, you know, be like the IG model or, you know, whatever. Like, just be you. And that's just the kind of message that I try to give off. You know, it's like there's power in being yourself. And once people realize that, it's kind of like, you know, you're breaking the chains at this point. Like, right now, it's like some people, figuratively speaking, you know, it's like you're chained. Like, you're kind of like, you're conditioned. And it's like, you know, you think that you have to be this, think that you got to be that in order to be successful. And that's just not the case. And so when I speak and when I do my music, I just want people to get that message. Like, you don't have to portray yourself to be this way. Be you. And once you be you, everything that's meant for you will be attracted to you.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
No, that is absolute facts, because you don't want to walk around every day putting a facade on. That alone will stress you out and give you anxiety, you know, because something somebody told me years ago and it really stuck with me. It was actually an ex-boss of mine. He said, if you always tell the truth, you don't never have to remember what you said. And that made sense, because you think about it, if you're lying about stuff or lying about who you are, you have to remember that. And we're so busy that I can't remember what I told someone last week. If it's the truth, exactly. I'm going to remember, because we live the truth, right? But if I told them a lie, I'll be like, oh, dang, what did I tell them? I can't remember. So it's no different than you as an artist. You want to present yourself who you are, and that will attract the most organic fan base. And that's what you want. You want people to love you wholeheartedly, 100% for who you are as a person.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not who
like flaws and all.
Right. Flaws and all, because we're human. Mm-hmm. We're perfectly imperfect, right?
Exactly.
Outside of music, what else do you enjoy doing? If you have some free time, me time, what can we find you doing?
I like nature a lot. I like nature.
Me too.
Girl, I love to be in the mountains somewhere by some water. Like, that is my safe haven. Like,
me
that's my
too.
Safe haven.
You're my twin. I don't find people often that enjoy it as much as I do. So let's talk about that. Has that something that's been a passion for you most of your life?
Yeah, I always like to be outside, but it kind of hit me different though. Within the past like couple of years though, like I've been outside, like really been outside. Like I'd be liking to go hiking, and I'd be liking to, you know, like I said, go to the mountains, be around water, like fresh water, like,
yes,
you know, where the environment is like not tainted, you know what I'm saying? Like it's organic, it's fresh. I just, you know, it's like, I mean, it might sound I don't know, weird to some people, but the people that need to understand will understand. It's like when you in an area, and mostly it do be the mountains, when you in an area where it's untouched, it's like you get more spiritually inclined. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like you have that peace, you have that serenity. And it's like, I don't know, me personally, I can only speak for me, but when I go and I have my alone time, or if I do have a friend, a trusted friend, and you know, we go and it's like, we kind of see signs, we see different animals, you know, different butterflies, like, yes. You know, it's like different messages that we get.
Absolutely. Yeah. I understand 110%, because I, you know, I like to ground. I get out there barefoot to grass. I ground.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Today when I left the studio, first thing I did, I came home and changed and went straight to the park and went for a walk around the lake. And, you know, because not only can we get our exercise, but like you said, you know, we got to be one with nature. God gave us a lot of beautiful gifts. We have to be in the sun. I posted it about the other day. Whoa. A lot of people are vitamin D deficient because they're not getting enough sun. You know, you got to be out there 10, they say 10 to 30 minutes, at least a couple times a week, to get that proper, like natural vitamin D in your body. And being by water, it produces energy. Like I know,
I always
feel good when I go out there, and, you know, just, it's like kind of a mental therapy for me. And it sounds like it is for you as well. I love it. Yes, I finally. Now you got. Now we got to get together. I know you in VA and I'm in ATL, but we got to meet halfway or something to go hiking.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely down.
Love it. Like I just told someone today. I said, when I retire, go ahead and just like carve out a cave inside of a mountain for me, and that's where I want to live at. Like away from everybody.
Right. Wait. Can I ask you a question? What's your zodiac?
I'm a Taurus.
Oh, see, that's right. I'm a Capricorn, so we're both Earth signs. So, of course, we love the Earth.
Makes sense. Yes, and I'm a complete animal lover. I feel like I'm an animal whisperer because they always take to me and love on me when other people they might be standoffish with. So, yeah, we're in tune. I'm loving it. And I heard what you said about butterflies, too. I'll just real quick sidebar story. So, my mom always loved butterflies. And, the week she passed, I had went for a walk, and for the first time ever in my entire life, a butterfly literally landed on my finger, and I just cried because I was like, to me, that was a sign from her letting me know that she was okay, because I'm never, and I got video of it, fortunately, too. I was like, that's never happened before, so yeah, we have to be in tune with that, you know, we've lost loved ones or whatever, like, you know, being in nature for me, and it sounds like for you is absolutely, it's helpful for sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, it'd be nature, and, like, I don't know, since you got me to want to say this, but speaking of, you know, ancestors and, like, you know, when our loved ones pass away, it's, like, so my dad and my mom, they passed. So
oh, my gosh.
I see, like, I don't know, their birth year. So I'll see, like, their birth year. And it'd be crazy because, like, I'll be going through something or, you know, have something good going on or whatever, and I'll just keep seeing it. It's, like, it's a repeated thing.
Yes.
And so it's, like, I'll see that, and I'll see, like, I'm a firm believer in angel numbers.
Yes.
Are you?
Absolutely.
You believe in that?
Absolutely, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer in angel numbers, and I see a lot of that, and that kind of guides my journey, too. So it's, like, that also plays a part in my purpose, and that's where I get my guidance from.
Mm.
So the universe is everything. The universe will always give you the signs that you need. And I mean, as long as you're doing your due diligence, you're gonna pick up on that, and you're gonna actually be able to do what you need to do in life.
Absolutely.
But you can only do that once you're tuned into yourself.
Yes. So, you know. Yes. You have to want to experience that. You have to want to allow that to happen. And it sounds like you're an empath. I definitely am an empath, you know. Yeah, girl, I think we're the same person. We might be sisters or twins.
Soulmates. I mean, you know.
Yeah, soulmates, something. That is just, I'm like, listen, I'm feeling emotional right now because it's not often that I talk to people, and I know we kind of went sidebar, but this is it's a beautiful conversation because, you know, it's not often we meet people who are so in tune like we are. So that is so dope. I'm loving it. Yes.
That is dope.
Yeah, definitely. Now, outside of business, outside of the music business, I should say, are there other business ventures that you're pursuing or would like to pursue at some point in time?
Let's see, outside of music, the only other thing that I've ever thought about doing was a restaurant.
Okay. Any particular type of cuisine?
So before it was soul food, but if I do soul food, I'm gonna probably try to do a healthier soul food.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to change my diet here, you know.
Yes.
So yeah, that's it. So we'll see how that works out.
That'll be dope. Yeah, and that's good that you're also in tune with that, because that's the other thing, you know, as we get older, you know, no matter what our age is, you know, we have to be extremely in tune with how we treat our body, what we put into our body, because, you know, I'm in my 40s now, and I'll tell you, like, things are starting to catch up to me. Like, I'm noticing I'm getting a little more sluggish and putting a little more weight on around the midsection. And, you know, like, you know, and it's like before we start to develop health problems, we have to be conscious and mindful of what we're putting in our body. So I think restaurant that's really dope, because that could be a very lucrative business. And you said you like to cook. What do you like to cook?
Girl, I like to cook anything that looks good. I'm trying to tell you. My favorite dish, I'm trying to think. I like stuffed pasta. I'll do that. I love seafood. So anything seafood, you know, that's just my thing. I love seafood.
Yes.
That's pretty much I'm trying to think of anything else, but I pretty much cook a lot of stuff, so I don't even know where to start.
So it just sounds like you would be really, really good at opening a restaurant and you being their chef, and for sure.
Definitely.
Let's talk about this single that we have in rotation and that we're going to check out here in just a couple of minutes. It's called Cold World. Just off of the title, people could make their assumptions that, because it is a cold world out here, right?
Right.
What does this song mean to you personally?
Personally, this song was, you know, me kind of like just letting out emotions from the effect of a cold world. Like, you know, it's just like people trying to leech off you, people trying to do this, that, and the third. They just, you know, whatever. It's just the message in this song is just basically make sure through all the bad, you still shift it to a positive.
Yes.
And that's the main message. Because we all trying to get somewhere. We all have to go through the bad to get to the good. There's no way around it. So we just got to shift it.
That is,
and that's my goal, and to inspire people to not just settle but shift.
Man, I love that. I love that. I heard you say that you're a motivational speaker and a life coach. Let's talk about that a little bit, because it sounds like what you're incorporating into your music, for example, Cold World, because what that song means to you is something that I talk to a lot of my clients about. Is every situation we go through, we can't change it because we've already been through it. However, we can find the positive in it. Even if someone's been incarcerated, I'll ask them, well, what positive did you get from that? Because oftentimes people focus on the negative. No, let's focus on the positive. There's always a positive. Right. How did you get into motivational speaking and becoming a life coach?
Honestly, I've always been the person that people come to for advice. So I was like, you know what? Let me just go ahead on and, you know, make videos. And like, and the crazy thing is like, I used to be, and still am in some cases, I used to be so shy and nervous and, you know, things like that. Like people, me and how my personality is right now, in the beginning, it was not like that. Like people that know me for a couple of years, like, they'd be like, oh my gosh, like, I've never seen this out of you. Like, that's just how reserved I was. Like, I was so reserved. But yeah, so I kind of came out of my shell, and, you know, that kind of led me to motivate. Because it's like, I've been there. I've been in the negative. I've been where I chose to settle. I've been where, you know, I've just been in the places where I just didn't think I was going to come out of. But it's like, when I went back to my roots, I found that it uplifted me. And it encouraged me to get out of that mental space that I was in so I can be who I am today and to, you know, I inspire to be going forward.
I love that. So, I love that.
Yeah.
We definitely need that, because there are so many people in the world who have mental health issues, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, we're humans, we go through stuff, and oftentimes it just boils down to them needing someone to talk to, you know, and kind of spill their emotions out. And having what I refer to as a safe space, like, I have a particular friend, and she's like, I call her my safe space, because I just feel safe when I'm with her. I feel like I can completely be vulnerable with her. And we all need someone like that in our life. And maybe we don't have someone personally, but we may have a life coach or a therapist that we sit down with. And that's beautiful, right? Because we can't bottle that stuff up inside.
You are absolutely right. And that's another reason why I started doing it. I don't want to get long-winded, so let me know if I'm, like, you know, like, cutting over or anything. But
no, you're fine.
Basically, I just, mental health, like, I don't know. It's like my dad kind of inspired the whole mental health thing for me, especially when it comes to men. So it's like, you know, sometimes people take offense when I stick up for men and what they need and what they should have, but you know, men have been, they have been overlooked for so long, especially Black men. They've been overlooked, like, and it caused them to be depressed. It caused them to be oppressed. And we kind of gotten so used to it, we just kind of brushed it off. And, you know, they just sitting there in their own little head, and we have no idea what is really going on in their head. You know what I mean? So it's like, when a man feel like, to me, when they just feel like that they don't have anybody that's listening to them, they don't have anybody that's there for them, it can cause them to snap. And then once they snap, it's like, no, they're the problem. They're the issue. But they really didn't have no help. They didn't have an outlet to go to. I mean, like, you know what I mean? And that's what really started my mental health. And that's why I push so hard for our men. Because yes. It's like, they get bashed a lot. Not saying women don't. But I feel like that us women, we have more people that's listening to us because we're women.
Facts.
Versus men, they don't have that. Yes. You know, they're supposed to be men. They ain't supposed to cry. You're supposed to do none of that, but you do supposed to cry. So if us women, we're crying and we're letting out our emotions, how is they letting out their emotions?
Man.
They're not. So it's just getting bundled up, and it causes issues and it causes problems, and that's how we lose our loved ones. Because of things like that. And that's what really got me into mental health, and specifically for the men.
That is facts. Because you're right. Men try to put on this, you know, they're tough and they got this pride, and you got to let it out. Like my significant other, just less than 3 weeks ago, his mother passed away very unexpectedly. And that wow. took a major toll on him. And I've been through that, you know, and I lost yeah. my mother. And I told him, I said, you need to cry and let it out, because I never see him cry. The only time I've seen him cry in the 6.5 years we've been together is when his best friend passed away. He got hit by a car and passed. And now his mother mm-hmm. passed, and he just broke down and cried. And I said, you have to let it out. You can't hold that in, because it's going to turn to anger if you don't. And you're right. absolutely right. We have to check on these men. We have to check on them often, because a lot of times they bottle stuff up inside, and they absolutely need to let it out.
They absolutely do need to let it out. So me personally, I try to be that safe space, you know, just for them to talk to. Like, even if nothing else comes out of it, you can at least have this conversation, and I can at least try to give you a different perspective from what you were looking at it before, you know?
That's so beautiful what you're doing, definitely. If there's men out there who may be going through something and they need someone to speak with, is that like a service that you offer virtually or in person that they can reach out to you for?
Yeah, I do. They can just reach out via Instagram. I have a website. Yeah, they can reach out. It's part of my life coaching. So I talk to anyone, whether it's female, male. I mostly have males, though. And they kind of, you know, just, you know, talk to me about whatever they have going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, they can definitely do that. And I'll be glad to help. I'll be glad to offer a perspective. And if you don't want me to say anything, I won't say anything. And I'll just listen.
Yeah.
Sometimes people just need somebody to listen. I can do that too.
That's facts. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think that's the misconception and a lot of people why they don't go to therapy, because they feel like they're going to be judged or them mm-hmm. telling them what they should do. And it's not necessarily like that. They're there just to listen, like a venting session. And it feels right. good to get it off your chest, right?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, where can people tune in with you, like, or follow you if they're interested in working with you, whether it's on your music or, you know, maybe for a life coaching session? Like, where can people keep up with you and reach out to you at?
Mostly my Instagram, that has all my contact information, including my website and emails and all that, which is The Authentic Alicia Renee, TheAuthenticAlicia_Renee116. Is where you can find me. You can DM me. You can hit the link in my bio, and it'll take you to all the different services that I offer.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing everything and being transparent. That, to me, that's a lot, because when people become a fan of your music, they want to feel like they know you. They want to be more like, oh, that's my girl, I know her, versus, yes. oh, I'm yes. just a groupie or a fan. Like, people really want to know, feel like they know you. And, you know, you definitely were very transparent and shared many aspects of your life. And I love that. Thank you so much for sharing.
You know, usually I'm not even like that. I'm still working on that. I'm real guarded as a person. But
I think it's
because
we made a connection. You and I, like, made a connection.
Right. You're right, though. You're right. I was looking forward to this interview. And I love your energy. So, I really hope to meet you in person, though.
Me, too. Listen, I'm going to meet you on top of a mountain somewhere. We're going hiking.
Yep.
That is dope. I know you gave out your social media and where people can reach out to you. Is there anybody you want to give a shout out to or show some love to?
I mean, just, you know, the hype, you know, Tampa. That's pretty much all the shout outs. Shout out to everybody, all my supporters. I'm new to this, so if I miss anybody, I'm sorry. But just shout out to everybody. And cheers to greatness, inspiration. And yeah, that's it.
Absolutely. And if she didn't shout you out, charge it to the game, not to her heart. It's hard to remember all the people that you feel like you need a shout out to.
Right. You know, once you get on the spot, that's when you forget everything.
So, right. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, let's go ahead and check out the record. It's called Cold World. And I just want to say again, I appreciate you taking some time with us tonight. Thank you so much, you know, for being a part of what we got going on here at the Hype 87.3. But we're going to check out this record. Can you give us an introduction for it?
Yes, it's by Alicia Renee, which is me. It's called Cold World, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Let's go. Y'all stay tuned for It Is Your Girl, Tampa Mystic, and we are live right here on the Hype 87.3.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to the Hype 87.3.
So cold out here. Get your life and find cover.
It's a cold, cold world. Got a bunch of love. Excuse me, my love, while I cover up. Cannibalistic world. Don't get ate up. Vulturist mentalities. Then talk to the death of me. I'ma survive, but not gonna give up. You would think I'm a child of destiny. It's a cold, cold world. Amongst the ghosts, ain't no fault you can't keep up. Unleash the beast, too cold to conceal the heat. Can't take the heat, then you stand within defeat. It's a level to this man, consistency is key. Progression, practice what you preach, no need to be a leech. You mad, say you mad, it's okay, we all been beat. Never to compete, always in my own lane, we all can eat. Come go as you please, is the perks of owning keys. Financial freedom is what we all seek. A dream worth dreaming to finally feel alive. Not just to survive. Open your eyes, no peeking in your rear view. My sister to my side, my kids on my right. We stand to endure, cause we all we got. Ooh. I teach my girls the best, so they can be the best. And can't no other attempt to tell them less. It's a cold, cold world, got a bunch of love. Excuse me, my love, while I cover up. Cannibalistic world, don't get it up. Vulturous mentalities, then talk to the death of me. I'm a survivor, not gonna give up. Child of destiny. It's a cold, cold world. Got a bundle of. Excuse me, my love, while I cover up. Can't get caught up in the negative. To persecute with the positive. Being yourself is all we ask for. Nothing less, always more. The lesson serves your blessing. In wake of your storm. Keep holding on, it won't last long. Wisdom is the power to execute a liar. Truth hurts the scars, are forever. Keep doing you, I pray you're so strong. You see the light, the tunnel's almost gone. We made it, thanks be to God, he gave it.
Yeah, he gave it.
Never look back, that's too degrading. Unless it's the time that we're reflecting. You do you, stop entertaining.
Imposter.
Reaching peak season of your blessings. Ooh. It's a cold, cold world, got a bunch of love. Excuse me, my love, while I cover up. Cannibalistic world, don't get ate up. Vulturous mentalities, then talk to the death of me. I'm a survivor, not gonna give up. You would think I'm a child of destiny.